Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, we're here at the Burlington Toy Show. Once again, we've run into our good friend from Studio Comics. It's Alfonso, once again.
Hey, how are you, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, once again. Happy 2015 now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're finally on a new year and then starting off with this convention, Burlington Toy Con. Fantastic, man.
Good Christmas?
Great Christmas. Not a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Everybody around here, like, really, really appreciates that. But then now, January, and, you know, yeah, it gets snowy.
Yeah. So we just found out we were going to be here about a week ago, and I messaged you immediately. A dumb question. Like, are you going to be there? Hardest working guy in comics.
Well not really. I'm trying to do my best here to make sure that I can get into, like, get in touch to everybody around here, right? Especially, like, in this ToyCon is really good. I love it because that's one of the first conventions that I first attend. And that's one of the longest ones. I love it. I just love this show, man. It's so good.
Great. Great people to work with, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then happy you guys are around here, too. I was really excited to know about that.
Yeah, totally last minute. We found out about it a week ago today, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Love it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So you went to Mexico recently.
Well, yes. So then one of the goals that we have for last year, the closing on the calendar for last year, was to finally put together our graphic novel. So then there was a long process to make sure that everything got arranged, but then at the end, there was a really good outcome. So we finally got two of our, like, longest seasons. We closed the first season of those series, and then we have put together the graphic novels. And then, yes, we went to Mexico to do the official presentation in two different shows in Mexico. That was 2 weeks. That was, like, really hard work, by the way. And it's good that you guys are watching, but then I really want to thank to all the people in Mexico, Carlos, George, Jose Luis, everybody, Jonathan, and everybody that really helped me, and we worked together on those shows. That was fantastic, your participation, you guys. I'm pretty proud of my team, and then you guys rock all the time.
Thank you, sir. So, yeah, you mentioned you're doing the graphic novels now.
Yes.
Was it always the plan to collect all your series into graphic novel form?
Yes. So then when we started putting together the whole idea and the concept of the 2010 and the Alject City was to make sure that we publish the single series, the single issues first, and then at the end put the whole graphic novel on Spanish, right? So that was the whole purpose of this, of putting working together on this project. So then now we have the graphic novel that I'm pretty proud to present. Oh, I have it right here, actually. So we have it, the graphic novel. This one is the one in English. So then that's the one that we recently published, the most recent one. And then we have the one that is on Spanish, right? So it's pretty much the same. The only thing that it changes is the language.
That's cool.
So then we have two of them, and then we are waiting for more versions of it. But so far we have these two. That's Alject City from Carlos and myself. And this one is the 2010. This is the Spanish version.
Okay.
And we have the English version. So both of them are fantastic. One other thing that we did on these two graphic novels is that we want to put extra content on it. So then, okay, we have, like, how it's done, like, extra pages. We have, on the case of 2010, on the case of Alject City, we have extra stories on it. So then it makes it more richer and makes it more attractive to have it.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, yeah, that was sort of like Mexico trip. That was fantastic to bring it there. That was great people in Mexico as well. The shows over there, they're growing. They're looking really, really good there too.
Yeah. Cool. And in the future, can we expect more graphic novels once you complete certain story arcs?
Yes. We at the end of the day, we're trying to do that, but not all of them that will be suitable to put it together, right?
So then, right.
These ones are an ongoing series, so then, yes, we're going to, in this case, yes, we're going to be doing. But, of course, like, if you get just the single books, you're going to get a little bit, but then when you get the graphic novel at the end, you're going to get like the whole thing, right?
So
then,
oh, yeah. Very cool. Now, what series, what comics do you have coming out next?
Single issues.
I'm really happy to announce that we finally have the second installment of The Guy with the Crystal Skull. Ariel Valenzuela doing a fantastic job. It's already in comic book stores, so you can find it there.
Okay.
The second part of this adventure of this guy to trying to find out what is the power of the actual Crystal Skull. And then we have the second installment as well of The Victory. That's the Victory. That's our go-kart racing story.
Right.
It's right here. So we have that one too. So trying to develop a new way to win the race, to have like drama on it. That's fantastic as well. And this year, actually in a few weeks, we are presenting now the new calendar, new title, well, the new releases. So then, of course, continuation of The Guy with the Crystal Skull. The Victory is coming again to not an end, but continuing that series. We have Producer K.
Nice.
One. So then we have that one too. The Six Faces of a Dice, we have something prepared also for about maybe Montreal Comic Con.
Okay.
So then we have something prepared that I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but
right.
You know, so we have something there. And so then we're still working on that type of stuff.
So where are you going to be appearing next, actually? Will you be at the GTA Con?
Well, next appearances. So then we are we're confirmed for a few shows now. GTA Con, Fan Expo, of course. And next weekend is a small little presentation for the... it's a collector's show on Kitchener, and of course the one that is next on the list that you cannot miss is the FrostCon. So
are you going to be there?
Yes,
we're going to be there too, sir.
Fantastic. So then don't forget, don't miss it. If you can do it, if you're going to do it this year, do it next year. It's a really good show. It's well put. The guys that work on the show, it's fun, right? So then you got to be.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. Awesome. Now, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but what comics do you read, actually?
I recently complete the whole series of Cerebus,
okay.
Dave Sims.
Right.
I'm a big reader of the old school comic books. I'm not into the newest comic books. I read a lot of, like, believe it or not, a lot of alternative comic books, kind of like my colleagues, right? What my colleagues do. I got Cerebus, of course. I'm reading right now, like, the whole thing of Nelvana with Dingo.
Right.
And, that's kind of like my genre, what I'm reading. But yeah, that's more than comic books, believe it or not, because I create comic books. I don't have too much time to read comic books.
Okay.
So what I do, like, I spend my time more mostly, like, when I have time, like, watching TV, believe it or not. I hate it, but...
you gotta do what you gotta do, sir.
TV.
Before we go, I just want to say once again, like, thanks for all the times you've talked to us and promoted us.
I love it because you guys are, like, sincere geeks, right?
Oh, yeah.
You are not, like, those fake geeks that they just put a Superman t-shirt and they just walk around the show thinking that you guys are really the real deal.
Right? And I know people like that.
But you guys are the real deal. And then you guys have really good content on the side, and I'm saying, like, yeah, I mean, always, right? Like Steve.
Oh, Steve, definitely. All right, well, we really appreciate it, and it was awesome seeing you once again. And
not a problem.
FrostCon's a couple weeks away. I'm sure we'll have more questions for you.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. And then you guys see you around. Keep watching We Got the Gig. That's a fantastic channel. And...
and keep reading all the great comics from Studio Comics.
Oh, we're here, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Not a problem.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.